The kids present Kudos Kirby, a celebration of the journey of Jack Kirby's lesser known works. And here is your host, Angus.
Welcome to Kudos Kirby, a comics journey into Jack Kirby's lesser-known works. I'm Angus, and will be your guide through the monthly expedition to uncover those hidden gems from the King of Comics' over 20,000 comic book pages. We hope you enjoy this latest adventure in the journey.
Motherbot, please camouflage all extraterrestrial energy signatures and scan the planet and advise. What we seek is on world. Let us...
Genosphere is on Earth!
Then we shall take her back! The Forever People will not be denied!
And woe to any who stand in our way.
Kirby's fourth world of the Forever People. Meet Desaad. He knows what he is and loves it. Alienation turns a happy place into hell. Read Kingdom of the Damned. The Kingdom of the Damned is not a far place. It's not a hidden place. It's in full view of us all. But it has been rigged by a malignant force so that its tormented inmates are seen and heard and ignored? And who among us would rush and aid the victims of this cruelty? When the sights we see and the sound we hear are bright and joyous. For are we not in Happy Land, conceived in a world called Apocalypse, and built on Earth by subtle and the clever, the evil Desaad? What Darkseid is about to see could not have been possible without the capture of the valiant few who dared and failed in their attack on the stronghold of the forces of Apocalypse, now imprisoned in the unseen warrens of Happy Land. Our young captives from Supertown await their fate at the hands of Desaad, who has his own special plans for the Forever People. Written, drawn, and edited by Jack Kirby. Inked by Vince Coletta. Don't miss the action in this strangest, cruelest prison ever built. And thus begins Forever People, Volume 1, Issue Number 4. From September 1971. Our executive editor is Carmine Infantino. Our cover artists are Jack Kirby and Vince Coletta. As mentioned before, our writer, penciler, is Jack Kirby. Inker is Vince Coletta. Letterer, John Costanza. And editor of this specific issue is Jack Kirby. The Forever People are taken to Happy Land, an amusement park run by Desaad, who tortures them in various cruel and inventive ways there. Darkseid searches for a mind which can comprehend the anti-life equation, and the Forever People's mother box, which is about to be executed by Desaad, phases out at the last minute and winds up in the hands of martial artist Sonny Sumo. This is the continuation of a very serious story laid down by Jack Kirby in issue number 3. There, if you'll recall, we had the summoning of these new followers and what would be reminiscent of a Hitler Nuremberg rally, and Desaad sending all of these captives off to his prison to torture them. As he is about to discover the prison that is been made here is very reminiscent of the camps during the Holocaust. But what is very clever about this particular story, and Jack begins in to add some interesting nuances to this whole mix, is the fact that this prison is set up as an amusement park. It has a facade on it, and there are these mirrors that distort the imagery of the actual torture of those who are inside of this prison area. It's Happy Land. It's Jack basically saying to the world, hey, look, you know, the Holocaust had been going on all along during the late 30s and into the 40s, and the rounding up and torture of Jews all across Eastern Europe. But much of that was ignored because of the propaganda that was being pumped out by Germany and under Hitler, and specifically the Nazis, in even keeping much of what was going on from their own people. So this Happy Land is to represent the happy ignorance of the masses, not having the knowledge of what was actually going on behind closed doors, or if you will, on the other side of this amusement park ride or these displays within Happy Land. It's very jarring what Jack has created here in the pages of issue number 4, and really brings everything into light. You see the transports of the people that are landing into this Happy Land, and then the torture that is happening at the hands of Desaad and his folks there at this prison. It really leaves the Forever People in a horrible predicament, a bit of a lurch at the very end here. But there is hope, and the hope is that of the mother box that has been discovered by Sonny Sumo. You won't forget his name, friends. He is what happens next to the Forever People. Meet Sonny Sumo, the Banzai Express. The illustrations in this particular issue are fantastic. Desaad is absolutely despicable. He is made out by Jack Kirby to be evil incarnate. He definitely has and is playing that Heinrich Himmler role here for this fourth world. And he's insipid. His methods are really, really wretched. And again, he is a spectacular villain and adeptly drawn there by Jack. Something that is also very jarring in this is there is a picture of the display of a sleeping princess. And the sleeping princess in this particular instance is none other than our own Forever People, and that is the beautiful dreamer. And she is there, sedated and asleep. And on one side of this particular display, this mirror, you see onlookers. And all the onlookers see is not beautiful dreamer, but this princess image that has been put on display there, that this mirror distorts. On the other side of the mirror, and what could be seen by beautiful dreamer should she wake up, are all of these onlookers who have been transformed into these horrible monsters. And it is really a nightmare scenario and scene. I think Jack does a great job of rendering this particular panel and really gives you the feel of the horror of what is taking place here. An ignorant world with respect to what's happening. And then the torture that the Forever People are being subjected to here inside of this Happy Land. Kudos, Kirby.